So we better start at that point. He demanded more wood alcohol. And then you would go down to 71 into 72. He milking honey beaverbrooker. Okay, so Bert, do you remember the procedure? What do we do? Somebody reads?
That we sing it. Don't we sing
no,
it?
No, you did that last time. You do a better job. Well, okay. You sing and I'll play drums.
You can't even beat Bob, you can't even beat your meat. How you gonna beat the drums?
Yeah, I could try. No harm in trying something.
Yeah.
Where is
we
that?
Hate your link though. Your link is stupid.
La la la, fa la la. We do fa la la. Fa la la.
Yeah, fa so la. Okay, where he demanded more wood alcohol. Okay, I think I have to unmute people so we can hear people talk. Could we do that? Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Try not to make too much noises, and I will begin singing.
That's okay. You don't gotta do that.
That's not gonna be good. No, that won't be good. He demanded more. Alright, I will read. I will get us going. He demanded more wood alcohol to pitch in with, alleging that his grandfather's was all taxis and that it was only after 10 O'Connell. And this his Isbar was a public oven for the sake of Irkutsky. I got that right, Irkutsky. And then, not easily discouraged, opened the wrath floods of his artillery and went on at a wicked rate, weathering against him in Mook's metaphors from 11:30 to 2 in the afternoon without even a luncheonette interval for House Son of Claude to come out, you Jew beggar, to be executed. Amen. Earwicker, that pattern mind, that paradigmatic ear. Now, let me just see if it's Bert.
Where the fuck are you, Rick?
I'm going to view Bert just in case he's the one causing the echo.
At the end of 70.
Yeah, I'm reading at the end of the bottom third of 70. You can't see that?
Well,
that work,
you got, you missed, that's fine, but you missed the oats, is that right? Quaker of the Oats?
No.
If you went, okay, then don't worry about it. Just keep going. It's probably in bed.
Ear worker. This is the last sentence of 70.
Pattern mind.
Pattern mind. That paradigmatic ear, receptor retentive as his of Dionysus, long suffering although whitening. Oh, just a second.
Dionysus.
This thing kind of. Oh my word.
Go to the site and get
I got it.
Because yours is a fucked up site.
No, I got it. Really good. Earwicker, that pattern mind, that paradigmatic ear, receptor rotative as his of Dionysius, long suffering, although whitening under restraint in the sitted out corner of his conservatory. Behind famine-built walls, his thermos flask and rapidian flavel by his side, and a wall-less whisker bristle for a cuspic compiled while he mourned the flight of his wild geese, a long list, now feared and part lost, to be kept on file of all abusive names he was called. We have been compelled for the rejoicement of Foyne Loides in the humors of Milltown, etc., by Josephine Brewster in the collision known as Contrastations with Inkerman, and so on word. Lacey's and Lewater, Flea, Celestials, One Clean Turf. First Nighter and...
Hey, you're going to read a whole thing and we don't even say a fucking word? What are you doing?
Hey, well, it's all pretty obvious to me. I don't need any translations. Pretty good. But I'll let you go.
All right.
Go.
Where? All right. Where does Mealtown, where does rumors and humors and Mealtown apply?
That is the Luddite battles. Luddite battles, 1811.
Yes. That's what you're having right now is Luddite battles and Tech Bodies winning.
Right. What do you think of that? Well, who's ever not muted?
Yeah. And Walworth Whisker Bristle, and then you got the Repetitive Flavel. That's the Water Wars. That's coming here in just a second. And then behind Famine-Built Walls, that's the ones in Washington. And
right. I get that. Famine built wall.
And the ear wrecker is what they're telling you. See, the problem, even your words are, if you say something, let's say you say something we don't like. No, that's not right. That's not right. Let's say you say something that the tech buddy doesn't like. Your machine goes down. Nobody heard it. I didn't hear it. We lost the computer. It just sounds spooky. It just sounds spooky, blah. Everything just comes out of the blah. Yeah, that's what you get for 99 hours. And then they check you out, guys, so you got 32 hours of blah. That's what then happens. See, because you live in a, you have ear wicker that has a patterned mind.
Oh, that's pattern recognition.
Dionysus. No, it's not. No, it's not, because you have to have something to recognize. You won't recognize this.
Uh-huh. Well, what is a pattern mind? A mind with no pattern-making ability?
No. One that's already pre-cut. Only the pre-cut stuff works. If you don't, that's why it's Dionysus. Do you know what Dionysus means?
Yeah, lots of id. Much id.
Oh, but you played the session, but you didn't talk about ego or id that we didn't know about. We don't understand that.
Yeah, I'll have to go into that a little bit later. Not on this fitting break.
Not when we're here to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
That's good. We wouldn't either.
So what about Dionysus? He's a, the god of...
The god of wine and the orgies.
Yeah, fucking the jinns, the god of jinns.
The orgy of communication.
Oh, the orgy of ecstasy of communication, right, Baudrillard, 1987, June.
Oh, God, you know, it's pretty bad. Y'all starting to quote Baudrillard to Bob. Now, that ought to tell you something. Bob, school's in, Bob, if they're quoting Baudrillard to you.
Yeah, the Minimax, he pointed out that Baudrillard's back in again. He's relevant to people.
What would Mabe Russell think of that?
He wouldn't like it. Just think it was a lot of babble, missing the point.
It would be beyond the restraints of reasonable consumption.
Okay, so what's your...
Yeah. Entertainment to death.
Amusing yourself to death.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it. So, okay.
And Roxy says whatever he said.
Yo, what's your point? Okay, so it's a time of Dionysus. Anything else? Long suffering.
It's the long-suffering, although whitening, under restraint. See, Black Lives Matter, so you can't be white. If you have too much white, you have to restrain how much white's going on.
Right.
Otherwise you're gonna go in the sit-it-out corner with the conservatory.
Yeah, the unemployed corner. Sit-it-out.
Did it out. Mm-hmm. And then you come on down, you got down to Milltown. Now, you know the Joseph Brewster reference, don't you?
Brewster, Brewster McLeod, the movie, 1971?
No. Not Brewster McLeod, it'd be more like Brewster's Millions.
Ah, yes, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And at the contrast stations, that's how you get the, you're a spermidid. So the contrastations with Anchorman are the things that people don't do anymore. They don't write.
Right.
No one writes. No one has pens. The ink pen business, well, they're all unemployed, but the ink pen business is all but gone out. What happened to Waterman Pen Company, Bob? There's just no more Waterman. You know, it's over. Nobody writes anymore. They don't make paper. They don't make ink. They don't make cartridges. They don't make fountain pens. They don't make nibs. It's insanity. They make crayons and they make color pens. Why they call them magic markers? They're not very magic, but they have magic markers. But they don't make pens anymore because nobody's writing. Okay. Now you're going to start and you're going to do some, you're going to go so known word. So known word. So known word. Lacey's.
Don't see that. Oh yeah,
right
Lacey's.
Before.
So known.
Right.
So, sun onward. So on and so non word. Lacey's in loo water. That's toilet water.
Yeah.
What's that? So on and onward?
That's when everything backs up. When everything backs up, the water's going to be the most key thing. And some of your living water is a little problem because when the water goes bad, your water is the only water that's going to work. So.
And how's that a problem?
It's not a problem, but see, it'd be too common at this right today. But soon, your water will be
what
the best
would be
water
too common? Our special water will be too common?
Yeah. It would be in this present condition. Because somebody would say, I can just drink water out of the toilet easier than I can drink your water. Well, we're going to drink water. Oh, God.
Bill Gates just did a video where he's drinking water filtered out of human feces.
Yeah.
And he's drinking the water and he's...
He's a shithead, so that doesn't surprise us.
What's a red turd? One
he has a lot of lead and water, so he's trying now to control the food supplies, not only the Andromine.
Who's trying to do that? Are you saying this is what this paragraph says?
Bill Gates is promoting
Bill Gates.
Water filtered out of human feces. And he drinks the water.
I heard of that, yes. But I don't understand why living water is vulnerable ion.
It is. I'll tell you in a minute. Big turds, they freeze the big turds and put in the water to make it water cold. That's good. So it doesn't
so it's one clean turf. I mean, you're right, Rashi. That's pretty good. One clean turf. So on and onward. Ladies in loo water. Flee. Celestials. Celestials would be angels?
Yeah.
Okay. One clean turf. And then all the names he's called. This is sort of like Trump, right?
Maybe. We haven't read it yet, so we can't say. We're not supposed to know it. Our pattern mind's not going to tell you what's going on before you know what's going on. Otherwise, it'll get ahead of you, and then you won't know what was said. Then you'll forget what you knew that you didn't really know that you thought you practiced because you went to this stupid class 75 fucking years ago trying to figure out what the Finneganese was Finnegan about.
All right, I will leave.
You got a dumb fluster in the mark.
Okay, so Roxy, do you want to read the names? Starting with First Snyder?
Oh my God, this is gonna go bad.
This is going to be more than Joshem. Where is the Celestials?
Clean turds.
First Snyder. Informer, all fruity yellow withers, Goldie Gulp, Bauxite Beauty, Yes, where have his bananas, Jokes, Poker, Funny Face, At Back, Got His Vent, He Bumped, Grease with the Butter, Open Door of Spices, Cain and Dabler, Ireland's 8 Wonderful Wonder, Beat My Prize, Got Foil Man, Moonface the Murder, Holy Hilly Hoax, Midnight Sunburst. Are these literal liberal fighters?
What? Fighters?
Yeah, like wrestling, Mexican wrestling fighters.
Yeah, okay, yes. Yeah.
Remove that Bible. Hedromadari Publicación.
Yeah.
Tumor the Lane, The Tiranos, Blau Clay, Type Before Tea Time, Tita Time, Read Your Panto Joke, Acoustic Disturbance. I like that name.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it.
Okay.
Think okay, are you going to read it? Are you going to read it? Are you going to give your own commentary? That's
enough.
You don't need
that's
to.
That's
so good. Some people can't read.
Think he's got that.
So they think
the
your
word. So they think the beauty's grace. Give him the aim out of the lid. His father was a mudducker, and she had in a growler. Burham and Bailey, artisan worthy of the homely Protestant religion. Terry Cutter, you're welcome to Waterford. Signed, the real name. Lobster Pot Lardling, all for Arthur of his town. Who's the cat from the bacon? Leather Talks Donald, the ace and
well,
birds of
Pickering
O'Reilly's
life,
he's the man behind the wall. Magogagok Swat, Poodle Fort, Healthy Wiley Line, Loose Luther, Hatches Cox X, Model the Pan, Luck Before Wetlock, I Divorce Thy Husband, Tanner and the Make, Go to the Arena or Come to Connie's.
Nice.
Fireball Puff Puff, His Bite, Forge Out of Burks, He's None of Me Cousin, Barbarian, Peculiar Person. Wrong Toes, Factotum, 12 Months, Aristocrat. Lycanthrope, Funky Beetle Bams, The Tune, Letting on His Loony. Thunder and Turf, Married into Clandorf, Left Boot, Sent on Approval. Cumber of Lords, Holy Ground, Estouch, Archman. Aunt Jockey Tommy, Furlong's Pet Blacks, Our Kudun Kong Kabanger, Last Past the Post, Kimili, Won't Tell Me of Nancy's Gown.
Nice. You can go a few more lines, eight more lines.
Okay. It's coming to cover a salary grab, Andy McNone in Annie's room. All out, Twitch Brats, Balls, Bombard, Street Bester, Sublime Porter, A Van for the King of the Bergens, and A Bomb for the Sir. Of all the riddle get of all him good prize at that number one. What he done to Kansas Coast Tower? Sleeps with feathers and ropes. It is known who sold her as the rattle. Enclosed, find the sons of Findle. Swayed in his falling, wants a wife and 40 of them. Let him do the fair, Apigee Kwani Shimshuk.
Very good. Excellent. That is very good reading. Well done for a...
Well, except for Rutledge's and Archduke, and he didn't stop so we could talk about it, and we don't know if we're going to talk about it now, except for the Church of the Subgenius horror references.
What are they?
Interesting one, you know about that. Well, it was so long ago, we don't know. It was a long time
ago.
I'll
go over them. I'll run through them. You comment. First Nighter, Informer, Old Fruity, Yellow Wigger, Weird.
No, stop it! Stop it! Stop it! We stop you. We can't stop her.
Yeah.
Down at the end, Dead Plagues.
The end of 71? Pet Plagues?
Yeah.
Which one has the subgenius? Which one to, grunt?
Sleeps with feathers and ropes. It's known who stole Horace the Rattler. Enclosed found the sons of Fingal swayed in his falling. Wants a wife. And how many? 40 of them. So you get the 40 virgins if you give Stang the $21.
Right. That's very good.
Do you have any comments?
What? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you said it.
This reminds me of the Bible when they're telling all these names.
Yeah.
All of these and all of these.
Yeah. That's right.
You said them the same way you did in the reading. It was good. Barbarian. Oh yeah, and Bob, and he's none, and Bob is none. He won't adopt any of you all. Bob hates all y'all. Cousin and the barbarians, and Bob is a peculiar person. He's a grunt ass factotum.
Factotum, right?
Grunt ass factotum. Well, that's not what we heard earlier, but it's a factotum. Okay.
Yes.
He's a 12-month aristocrat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's another
beetle.
Throat. There's another throat, a lycanthrope. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
And the beetle lamps, that's Walter Beater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Peter Beater. Flunky Beater, Babson.
Yeah, well, that's a mix between, Peter Beater and Walter Bort.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
See, and then he vamps the tune, letting on he's loony. The music Bob plays, you gotta think the man's butt fucking crazy.
That's correct. Excellent.
With his left boot on approval up his bum. And then the chamberer, the Lord's holy ground, that's our house. And then Stone Arshman, that's like the stone, that is like the Stonehenge.
Yeah.
The reference from the Druids. That's bringing in the Druids and the Tommy Furlong.
Pet Plagues.
Mm-hmm. With the Archduke done of Cabbager.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I want to say. Now let's go to the beach.
So,
this is the Coney.
A Coney.
The Coney.
Marconi. Marconi played the mamba, listening to the radio.
let me see, where am I?
Bob knows another Marconi, but it's not, his is no good. Ours is
Marconi
good.
Marconi
Gallery. Ours built
the Helena or come to Connie's?
Yeah. What about Connie there, Ion?
Well, that's kind of self-spoken, isn't it?
Yeah. Kind of obvious, I guess.
Well, I mean, they didn't spell Connie right, but I guess that's okay. They should have put Wheeler Dealer, Mr. Feeler.
Yeah. Now what?
But they didn't.
What is the context for this?
The end of the beginning. The steps that are right after the. Well, it's the last of half of the Zionist rebuke. What you're having is the last half of the Zionist rebuke. So the first 3.5 years have gone. Now, Roy, you're going to start paying attention now and stay up. Don't get all sloppy. If you get all sloppy,
you're going to run around there peeing all over the place, and you're going to miss something. So that's why they were saying you can't add words, Rusty, because some people can't read. And so they'll think your commentary is part of the chapter
yeah.
version of the script. So it's troublesome. This shit is recorded, whether you know it or not, just saying. And so it's appropriate because now you're going to find out why the Nicaraguans and the Sandinistas and the Guatemalans are fighting to get to this country. It's not the Mexicans. The Mexicans don't like the United States of America. You have to pay for heroin in the United States of America. In Mexico, it's free. You can get all the heroin you want. They just leave it on your nightstand. So they don't want to come here when they can get it there for free. So it's
yeah.
not the Mexicans that want to come. It's the ones below that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's where the coca come from.
Okay, so is this a,
no.
a reference to the attack on Trump?
No, I already said no.
Well, it's appropriate. The guy was called a name, a new name every day.
I know, but they didn't know. They weren't upset with Trump. They were upset because their system was being challenged. Trump is a non sequitur, and they're still upset. Trump's gone, and they're upset. They tore up. They're passing laws right now. Oh, my God, let's pass a law so he has to die. It's illegal for Trump to be alive. He's got to die. No, God will make him a martyr. That's like the Negro King. We'll never get rid of him. If we make him a martyr, we'll never get rid of him. His children will make speeches like, and Korean will have to go to Mexico and get heart surgery and die. That's what's going to happen. And then Bernice will come around and she'll start a church and it'll be worse than Reverend Stang's bullshit. And she'll have butterflies. She'll have butterflies and candy eyes. And then the churches will start fighting the children. And then Ivanka will kill Junior. And then there's one, the gimpy one. You know, the one, the gimpy one that ain't got much of mine. They'll make him be in charge. Like Dexter. Now that's talking about the King children as opposed to the Trump children. If they might. And then they'll spend $100 billion making a monument. Making a monument out of the old post office in Washington, D.C. Because Trump owns that bitch. He leases it from the government he took over. It's pretty amazing. For just a dot of money, now he's making a fortune off of it. And he spent some money on it, but it's his to do. And he's got it, and there's nothing they can do about it. Yep. It's going to be quite a monument. Going to take over Blair House. He's going to take over all of 8th Street and take everything up to the Hay Adams. Now, don't fuck with the Hay Adams. It's nicer than the fucking White House. The hay is great. Don't mess with that. Everything up to that they can have. But, you know, don't mess with the hay. Just saying.
Okay, so why doesn't this refer to Trump?
Because it's not like that, Bob. They're not against Trump, they're against everything Trump is. It's not Trump.
Yeah, that's what you said.
It could have been Dexter Poindexter, and they would have just hated him too.
Why? Because they represent something?
Because Dexter Poindexter would say, you people are crazy, this is ridiculous, you can't do this. What the fuck are you talking about? You can't print money, make taxes, make bills, pay off the bills. You're making your own bills and paying them off to help your credit rating, for God's sake. That don't count. That's stupid. You're just writing yourself, you're kiting your own money, now which is against the law, trying to prove the point that you're doing really, really, really good. Oh, my God, we'll build a fence that you can't get across, and then we're going to stop the fence. And the stupid damn Nicaraguans, they're still trying to climb. There'll be 100 miles of wall. They'll walk up, they'll get to the end of the wall where all they got to do is step across, and they'll stop right there and try to climb the wall part so they can say they conquered something. And all they got to do is walk across. And then they stand right there. The Nicaraguans ain't much to them now, just saying. If we was that close to Costa Rica, we'd just go on down to Costa Rica. It'd be much easier down there.
Okay, right, so what?
Chico is fabuloso.
Right, so what is it they're against? I want to get more clarity on this point. Not Trump himself,
Jews,
but what he is.
Jews, Jews, most of the Jews.
What about the Jews? They don't like Trump?
They don't like Trump. No, the Jews like Trump. You said, what do they not like about Trump? And we said, mostly it's the Jews. Especially now we have a whole new problem, Bob. They went to Mars, or said they did, and they went to Mars and they got pictures and stuff. Now they found out that they've got to worry about the space Jews. That's what they really got to worry about. They got to worry about the space Jews. That's even worse, because they don't know how powerful they are. So they're trying to pass every law they can, because they're 175 years old. Apparently Nancy Pelosi must be a Senate, because she's passing laws like she's going to live 200 more years to spend all the goddamn money she's putting in her pork barrel. Her pork barrel has gotten considerably larger lately. And so that's what this little portion of the program is trying to opposite.
Trying to predict? Joyce is predicting this situation. So you said that they're against the way Trump criticized the misuse of the government.
All of it. Every step of it. Mm-hmm.
So they don't like Trump's criticism of everybody.
Well, no, it's not criticism. It's not criticism. It's common sense. Normal sense.
And because he helped the Jews, that's a black mark against him.
Oh my God. And then they make these shitty statements like in Israel, everybody's got the vaccination. Well, all the Jewish people got a vaccination. Those sand niggers didn't get nothing. They didn't get them. Elon Heights, they didn't get nothing. They got left out. They're the ones waiting on the outside. Those Stantonistans, it's pretty ridiculous, yeah. So, it's pretty fun.
Okay, so why isn't anybody saying anything? What's wrong with you people?
You probably got them all muted. They're probably still mad because Roxy added words.
No one listening to Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were listening to what I was saying.
And Bert,
that's right.
And
now,
Bert's
I open
muted.
Bert.
Bert's muted. Bert, Bert's going
to
echo.
I have to Bert
like
muted.
To
he causes an echo.
I said we like to echo with Bert because it makes it, makes it tells us what we said.
Well, there's no echo right now, so you can speak, Bert. At least you got words. Bert quit.
Bert's got his feelings hurt. We don't blame him. It's a Krebs cycle, Bob. It's a Krebs cycle.
That's Carol's line. I
was wondering, do you once told me, like when I told you I heard a voice saying you're healed, you said it was like my higher self.
Yeah. What
so we
that
have
mean?
This higher
that
self.
As opposed to that. Well, if you're going to ask the question, you're going to have to listen sometime, so whatever you're ready.
Yes, take
well, I was wondering if...
He's going to respond, Roxy. Let him respond so far.
That's our point. We can only take this an hour a night, Bob. It's more than we can take. 1 hour is the limit. We just can't take it. Because she's making the point about the higher self, which we would say is that as opposed to your lower self. That's the problem. And that's okay, Bob. Don't worry. Texas has just launched Operation Lone Star. They're going to secure the border. Oh, my God. Let me tell you what. It's over. You Spaniards better run. That's what you're going to do. Because they're going to run. Y'all do what you want to. Everybody go to California. Hey, there's openings. Operation Lone Star. They got the electricity worked out. They're going to electrocute them. If they can afford it, they're going to electrocute them. Put them in the electric chair. That's what that is. If they can afford electricity, because they're on their own grid. Thank God that's solved. Okay, case closed. It's going to be okay now.
The thing is, we have the higher self, but this higher self needs their new body.
What does that mean?
To be in this dimension, we need to have this meat body
But we can somehow
that's
connect to this higher.
That's not true. That's not true. Bert's here, so Bert, straighten her out.
Go ahead, Bert.
Yeah.
Hey, Roxy, you need a good spanking. Let's hear Bert give it.
By saying there's no higher or lower self. I just laid that out a long time ago. No such thing.
Big mistake there, Roxy. Where the hell were you? Did you miss that course?
No, because they told me that when I talked to them the first time.
That was when you're alone in a gallery, subjective voices in your head. You don't know who it was.
You were in the afterglow. You're in the afterglow of making naked videos trying to get on the granny porn station, and you're too damn young to be on a granny porn, and you know it.
Yeah, remember you used to make your own personal porn back then, Roxy?
Yes, I still do.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's what you need to be talking. That's what you need to be. That's a topic worth discussing, not this bullshit you're trying to run with. Lower self, higher self. You're going to bump into the id and the ego that Bob says we don't know what is.
I will have to play
Bert,
that
did
part.
Bert, did you hear anything wrong with the id, ego issue?
Yes, I did, Ian, actually. I made a note of it.
What did it say?
Hold on. One moment. I gotta get it. Okay, yeah, it was when Bob asked about, what part of the physical human should be dropped.
Yeah.
And Bob said the id, and you said yeah, but then later on it went down about the mind play, and then you said that the ego should be dropped.
Yeah, he got it mixed up.
Yeah.
No, they both should be dropped, the id and the ego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
first
not the way you said it.
What the fuck does that mean?
Okay, I will play it for you. Let me play it. Let me get the volume up.
No, you don't have to do that, because we'd rather be where we can't defend ourselves, and we'll grind you into a fine, powdery pulp. This will be the shortest reign. This will be the shortest king's reign you've all ever seen. You think they run Trump off, you watch what happens right here. This is going to get fun. This is great. All the way from Lake Charles, to El Paso. Operation Lone Star.
What is that? What are they going to do with Operation Lone Star?
They're going to secure the borders they sell. The pistol packing grannies is going down the line. They're going to have one step over the line, and they're going to, first of all, they're going to have the preacher come down there, and they're going to try to preach hell out of them, and if that don't work, then they're going to shoot hell out of them.
Wow. Did you guys hear that? The grannies are going down there. The Texans themselves are going to stop the fucking border. Awesome.
They're going to, just like they have their own grid, they're going to secure their own state. You're not going to come over there. And they're going to take the gut out of O'Rourke, Francis O'Rourke. They're going to take his guts and they're going to paint the line with the thin red line, you know that thin red line? They're going to take his guts and paint on the thin red line. There's going to be no blue line. It's going to be a red line.
Let me see that. I'm going to Google this Operation Lone Star.
Yeah, they did it on Saturday.
What, Bert?
Yeah, I'm looking at the headline. Yeah, Governor Abbott launched Operation Lone Star Saturday to combat smuggling of people and drugs into Texas. Yep.
Nice move.
Well, he shouldn't worry about drugs. All the drugs is already in Texas. They got no room. The Sinaloan cartel got a pipe. They run more drugs in Texas than Carter ever made Liverpool.
Wow. Look, they're putting down the Biden. Are there Republicans in Texas? That's who these people are?
Yeah, that's what they were talking about. That's why they turned blue. They got the memo when they turned blue. They turned blue naturally, but no damn Democrats involved.
Yeah, the cold air. But it doesn't, I don't see where it says people are going down there. Does it say that?
Are they just gonna send drones?
No, I don't
see
that.
What are they gonna do? What are they gonna do? How are they gonna do this? How are they gonna do it? Just say, y'all don't come or we're gonna be really terse?
Alright. So, the people, that's the beginning of a kind of a civil war.
No, that's autonomy. That's an example of autonomy of a state.
Yeah. State's rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe they would annex to Mexico again.
Yeah. Good point there, Roxy. Always thinking. Always on top of what's happening. Okay. I'm going to try to play.
What did she
say? What'd you say?
What did she say?
They used to be part of the Nueva España,
uh-huh.
And then they affected the nation when Mexico was created.
I think, why don't we annex it? Let's take everything from Cozumel up. Y'all can have the rest of it. Cozumel across there.
We become Texas.
No. We're going to call it Texarkana.
Right. Now, is this...
Texaco.
Is this on page 71 in any way? It's spinning its wake, I know.
Yeah, but we're through with that. Y'all butchered it to death. We're done with that.
So,
the Beatle Vamps, the Flunky, the Beatle Vamps, and Tune,
yeah.
Letting on He's Loony. Thunder and Turf married in the clan door. And the left boot put on a prayer is going to kick their ass back. And then the chamberer is going to preach hell out of him of holy ground. And then the ash man, the man with the arsh man, this man with the ash, he's a euchre. He's going to put a plague on the pets.
Awesome.
Once that happens, they're done. And they're going to tear off Nancy's. They're going to make Annie freeze. They're going to steal Annie's pajamas and Nancy's gown.
There's one there, Roxy read Cain and Dabbler. Look at his Cain and Abler. Cain and Abel.
Oh, God. Well, you can just say anything if you don't do that, Bob. Hey, Bob. You can rearrange the letters and make it Hebrew.
It's excellent. I posted a Fitting His Wake one, a recent one with Ion holding forth, and one person liked it, but they really liked it. I wonder what they thought they were listening to. Wait till they hear this one. Or last week's singing when Ion sang, but this is pretty good stuff here. Pretty good adaptation to the present as opposed to these scholars and that.
When are we going to do page 82, Bob?
We kind of did it before. We did 83 and we started 82.
Pretty ridiculous.
But,
pretty ridiculous.
You know, we can go back there on the second
time.
No, I couldn't take it. Couldn't take it last week. But the scholars at Reading Finney's Way, that's
fiber.
The Facebook page.
You should put more fiber. You should stop eating all that trash and put some more fiber in your diet. Feel better.
Yeah. The Reading Finney's Way group, they look up traditional content.
Carolyn still got him on a sugar shack. He's still on a sugar shack where he can't have no sugar. And so he's about to die, pining.
I had sugar tonight. She made me nice little strawberry something. I don't know what it was, but very good. Very tasty.
Yeah.
Seemed like sugar. Hey, Bert, are you getting... This is scholars, they look at Finney's Wake, they try to find historical reference points in the words. They don't project to the present or the future. Ion is interpreting the wake in a way no one's ever done it before. Finding the present in it.
Current events, yeah.
Yeah.
Mary
That's
fucking,
really good.
Mary fucking Quimma. Mary fucking Quimma. Presents everywhere.
Okay, so I'm disappointed the rest of the people gathered here. Why do you think you could just sit around here and say nothing? What's wrong with you, Brent? And Dimitri.
Sherry.
Sean.
What's the name of them?
Era. What
no,
is Era's name?
No.
Muted.
Watching. She's scared.
You're not
She's
muted.
Muted, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm muted, dog. I'm muted.
Well, these people think they're muted all the time. Where do they get that idea?
Where do they get that notion? I know us, too. That's right. We've left more times than we've come.
Several hours of it.
I think we're just...
And when you do say something, you get yelled. And when you do say something, you get yelled at and said you're inappropriate and you're stupid and insipid and you're going to die. You're going to die and your children are going to die and we're going to chop your arm off and we don't know who you are and you shit like a bird. That's what happens when they do talk. I'm very glad Dimitri's saying something. We missed him. He's got some homework to catch up on.
Is that why he's not here?
He's here.
Just for the Fitting His Weight group, let me play this.
This product is only for
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Not for unhealthy people, not people who are sick, not people
who
got all these
problems.
We're
not here to cure anything. We're not here to help anything. We're not trying to soothe anything. We're not trying to make you happy. We're not trying to prove your happiness. We're not trying to see that you're whether or not you're happy. We are not here that we did not, this product was not created for your benefit, for your pleasure, or for your enjoyable delightment. Not for that. It's only for the ascending.
Awesome. What a great...
What was the name of that, Bob? What was the name of that?
Heavy Duty Judy.
Heavy Duty Judy. Look for that. That's cool.
Frank Zappa.
The horn section was tight.
There used to be rules. Bob could only play music for an hour because it had to be cut out and this and stuff. Now he just plays something anytime he wants to. So that's the new rule. That's much better just anytime you want to that he wants to. Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah. It's an awesome, hear that, Fitting His Weight reading group? This is how you do it. We just did it. This is a podcast.
This is how we do it.
This is going all over the world.
That's pretty good.
That's catchy.
Howie Mandel.
Okay.
This is how we do it. His wife lost a lot of weight.
He was a Canadian comedian.
They can't get out of
her head.
Yeah, it's
snazzy. Yes, it says here.
This is how we do it.
Howie is a Canadian comedian, television personality, game show host. Game show Deal or No Deal, as well as the show's daytime
English conference. Look at this picture of his wife. She was huge.
No, I see quite a nice picture. They don't show much of her body. Look down.
Now, she lost a ton of weight. He was a chubby chaser.
That doesn't look bad.
No, she's lost like 100-something pounds, at least.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't get to see a picture of how she was. No, I don't. They suppress those photos.
Oh, my God. Okay. The suppression factor has hit again. But nice to make a TV show. Depression. We're going to have, what do you call that? What's that stuff called? Cancel cluster? Yeah, cancel cluster. No, and what are those people in white? The Branch Davidians? What are they?
Waco. Leftovers?
From the Leftovers, yeah. What do you call them?
Waco, Texas.
Guilty Remnant.
Oh, Bob. Yeah,
oh,
that's what your people who won't speak are. They're the Guilty Remnant.
Yeah. I agree. Okay, so let's get back to procedure. We finish the Finnegan's Wake.
We finished it. Dimitri, you have questions for Ion?
You can mute Bert. Are you too? He can mute Bert so they don't get the echo because it might aggravate them.
Yeah.
You know how funny Roy is. Roy will just go all to pieces. You can't press him. He'll just go all. He'll go to town.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes crazy.
Okay, Dimitri, are you gone?
No, I'm here.
Okay,
you gotta say his name right. It's Dimitri. Dimitri, not Dimitri. Dimitri. You don't know what the fuck he's talking. Dimitri. Yeah, that's better.
Dimitri. Go ahead,
yeah,
Dimitri.
Like we said. He likes it the way we say it.
What?
You want me to read?
No, we're finished.
No.
It's week.
We're finished.
You can ask Ryan questions.
That was yesterday. That was yesterday. It's your time.
Yeah.
It's time for your homework assignment that you haven't done.